Business Leaders of Today is presented by Tess Turin, marketing and advertising consultant, and Angel Nowlin, who specializes in business insurance and asset protection.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Business Leaders of Today. Our show will introduce to you the brightest, best business leaders around our great city of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm Tess Turin, your host, and I have with me my co-host, Miss Angel Nowlin. Good morning, Angel.
Good morning, Tess. How was your ride in today?
Smooth.
I know, right? It was almost too smooth.
For a change.
I know. It's almost happy hour time, everybody. Just hold on.
TGIF.
We got four more hours.
Well, first I want to thank Uncle Mario's Pizza Joint. I want to give him a shout out. He is located at 3320 Buford Drive in Buford, Georgia. Be sure to go to his Facebook. Tell him you had great pizza at Business Leaders of Today. And we have a terrific show for you all today. In our studio, we have Miss Pamela Hogan and Miss Sharon Spicer Evans. They are with the Georgia Institute of Cosmetology and Aesthetics.
Yes.
Thank you. Miss Pamela is the executive director, and Miss Sharon is the administrative director. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. We're so happy to be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming. We also have Andy Morgan, attorney at law. He's with the Morgan Law Group, principal attorney. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Good, Tess. Good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Great to have you. And last but not least, we have Mr. Larry Foster from Rivet 360 Digital. He is the Senior VP of Strategic Partnership. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning, Tess. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. So first, we're going to start off the show with the ladies. So Pamela and Sharon, ladies, tell us a little bit about the Institute.
Well, the Institute was developed in actually 2011, and it was designed to help students actually be able to break into the hair industry or the beauty industry alone and not just be a regular cosmetology school, but really designed to actually let them know everything that the beauty industry has to offer. We tell stylists all the time, you have the opportunity to stand behind the chair, and we're going to get you certified with the state, which we do have 100% rating with the state, and we're proud of that. But not only that, we want to show you the other side of the beauty industry as well. You can be able to become an international platform artist or an international educator. There's so many things when it comes to the beauty industry.
Wow. And from what I understand, you hold several titles within the Institute. Could you share that information with our listeners?
Yes, I do. I'm the actual executive director. My husband and I are the owners, and we also, myself, I'm a senior instructor there, and I am an international educator. And I also do product development where we actually test the product for the particular company that I work with. And I've been with them for about 10 years. I, of course, am a professional master cosmetologist for over 29 years.
Wow.
Well, yes. Let me ask you, Pamela and Sharon also, because all women, including myself, think we're beauty experts, right? I think I can pick out good hair, nails, color, everything.
Right.
What made you all get into the cosmetology and aesthetics school?
Wow.
What made you think, I'm going to do this?
Actually developing the school. Well, I wanted to, I looked at the youth today. Mm-hmm. And I myself had the opportunity when I was younger at the age of 15 to actually go through vocational school at a young age, knowing what I wanted to do, mm-hmm. And actually went through and did the vocational and while I was going through high school. So by the time I graduated from high school, a week later, I was actually able to go to state board. I passed state board, okay. And I was able to be a master cosmetologist. However, I did go on to business administrative, went to college, mm-hmm. But I had that underneath my belt. So while I was going to college, I actually was making a great income being mm-hmm. so young. And I just really wanted to give the young people an opportunity to do the same thing I did. We do partner up, however, with Maxwell, which is the vocational school here in Gwinnett County, and there's no other colleges or universities or anything like that that will accept their hours. They have a waiting list. okay. in Gwinnett County. And those students are only able to accumulate anywhere from 250 hours to 300. Well, by the time they're done with those 300 hours and they try to continue going on into the cosmetology industry or trying to get into a school, they won't take their hours.
Oh, wow.
So we decided that, you know what, we're going to partner up with them and we're going to continue these students' education in the beauty industry if that's what they want to do.
So they don't give up and feel like it right. was all in vain.
Beauty industry is one of the top five industries. Top five. And I tell students all the time, it's what you make it. If you handle it like a hobby, that's what it will be. But if you Absolutely. Handle it like a business, mm-hmm. then you will make plenty money in the beauty industry.
So Sharon Spicer Evans, tell me, what got you into the cosmetology and aesthetic school?
Well, I got into the cosmetology and aesthetic school through Miss Pamela Hogan. Mm-hmm. As she stated, she is a master cosmetology international hairstylist. There's different titles that she holds. She came to me and decided to have her own dynasty. And up under the Georgia Institute of Cosmetology and Aesthetics, there's a lot of other different businesses that is also headed by Ms. Pamela Hogan. Mm-hmm. But today we're here for the school itself. But with her direction of her pushing me and being her administrative director, just her leadership and her mentoring me and guiding me brought me over to the cosmetologist field because I used to be in corporate America
okay.
for over 25 years.
Well, Angel, let me tell you something. She's being very mild. She's being very, very mild. Miss Evans, Spicer Evans, has been in the beauty industry, I like to call it, for several years. She owned her own modeling agency
okay.
Back in the early 90s. And that was something that she wanted to get back involved in. And we met through her daughter, Nina J. Spicer, rest her soul. But she did modeling and she did acting and she went into communities helping the students that or parents who really couldn't afford to take their children, you know, to modeling acting school. And so my company that I was working for was actually looking for models. We're always looking for models because we have brand companies, and the company I work for has maybe about good 15 brands
okay.
right now, and you find them in the local retail stores. You find them in Walgreens, CVS's, and I won't name any, but
you can name them, Mr. Radio, baby.
Well, hello. Hello. Shout out to Strength of Nature. They're the makers of some of the brands I will name. Okay. Elastic QP, Mega Growth, Growth Renew, African Pride, to name a few. They've just picked up PCB.
Okay.
That's way back.
I remember PCB.
You remember that?
You're
right.
Dating yourself now.
Right. But we're changing everything about it, even the packaging. So, and also Soft and Beautiful, just mm-hmm. for me. Beautiful. What is it? Beautiful.
Beautiful Textures. Also Dream Kids.
Dream
and
Kids.
Just for Me Kids. And yeah. the Pro Line Men Hair Care.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We just picked that up. So, guys, if you're interested in modeling, let us know. See Spicer Evans Modeling Agency. But anyway, so what we did was we actually, because I needed her, and then we also kind of intertwine the students as well. So when we're doing photo shoots, not only are we bringing in our students, they're on set with us. They're okay. actually physically hands-on doing it with us because we want to expose them to that part of the beauty industry. So once they get out there, it's nothing new for them. You
okay.
know, we travel. We do a lot of different hair shows, premier hair show in Orlando, Birmingham. We do the major hair shows, and of course we do the local ones here mm-hmm. as well. And it just kind of gives them an overall experience on what to look for, you know, and just having that hands-on means a lot. So when we bring Sharon in, she brings in her models, mm-hmm. and the students are actually able to do the hair, the makeup. They're getting that exposure. Mm-hmm. And it's just wonderful. They love it.
So they can basically do so. Because I can tell by just the tone of your voice when you talk about this.
Oh, it's a passion for me, honey. This is nothing new. I can go all day about the beauty industry.
Look, I like to think I started in the beauty industry when I was born, but that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
But because let me tell you, all women, we all think we look good.
Yes,
even when we don't.
Mm.
I'm just saying, and everybody thinks they have like a knack for makeup and hair, yeah. and everyone doesn't.
Uh-huh.
What makes your school different to really show people that knack, that how to get down to something more specific or really be a professional at something like just makeup or eyelashes or hair or skincare?
Well, We have several different programs there. We do have the master cosmetology program, and then we have just the cosmetology program there, which is only 750 hours. Now, the master cosmetology is 1,500 hours. I try to encourage my students to go on to the master cosmetology because it licenses you for everything. You're licensed as a master cosmetologist, an esthetician, a nail technician, and makeup. So you get it all. And I tell my students, I say, listen, you're probably not going to do it all, but if you do, that's great, because we all know
right.
you gotta Atlanta is becoming like a little mega
right.
Hollywood, right? A little bitty Hollywood, right?
Absolutely.
So if you can do hair and makeup, you're a plus. You know what I mean? You know.
You could throw in nails, eyebrows, all eyelashes.
All of that, right?
What?
The need is definitely there in the marketplace.
There.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you guys this. As far as any government funding, any grants, is that available to your potential students?
Well, I tell you this. We have been open for a little bit over 2 years, mm-hmm. and we're in the process. We're in the candidate stage right now of getting a government funding. They require that you're open for 2 years to stand on your own to make sure that the school is doing well.
Right.
And then after 2 years, then you can get the government funding. So we're in the process right now. So hopefully by the middle of this year, we will have, we have a waiting list. So,
okay.
And I have to say, I did go to the website. It mm-hmm. was great.
Thank you.
Well put together. And
Thank
I noticed
you.
That you periodically have open houses.
We do.
Can you elaborate a little bit?
Yes, we do. We invite out the community and the public. And by the way, we also do a lot with just the community, period. We've had the mayor to come out in Lilburn. We had
Ooh, the mayor of Lilburn.
Yes.
Girl, you famous.
Right? But we do also do... we do assistant living.
Okay.
The company comes out. We do a Pamper Me Day for them. We've had other organizations or other nursing homes and things like that that come out. So we do give back to
That's
the community.
Nice.
We've done Toys for Tots
mm-hmm.
There. And we just really believe in giving back.
Very
you know?
Important.
Yeah, very important. But some of our open houses that we do, we have one coming up May 4th, by
mm-hmm.
the way.
Mm-hmm.
And we're very proud. We're going to make that a really good powwow because what we're going to be doing is actually be doing a re-grand opening of the company itself. And so we're going to invite out media and try to make it like a little red carpet event and everything
mm-hmm.
like that, inviting out the community and
the mayor of Lilburn.
Yeah.
Well, I just want to remind everybody out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nallen with the Nallen Group, your business insurance specialist, and my co-host is Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant. Well, let me ask you ladies this, because my sister started a mobile weave business.
Uh-huh.
Gotta love it.
Yeah.
And in her head, it's one-stop shopping. I come to your place to say you get married. We're going to do everything here.
We do it.
Of course you do. That's what's going to be my next question.
Uh-huh.
My question to you is, how do you keep, or how do you get your students in? Like, how do you advertise your school, and where do you find these people that have the same kind of passion or drive that you have for your school?
Well, we go to like local magazines. We advertise okay. in there. We've made a commercial. We also advertise, of course, you know, web based. You know, any.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram, tweeting, that type thing. And we just really, we also have done some show events and things like that. And
okay.
again, like I said, the company I work for, we always are doing the hair shows, and we kind of lock in Spicer Evans Agency to come in with their models. And then the students are actually able to come in and actually help with the particular event. And they always enjoy it. Just coming in, doing the hair, the makeup, and then, of course, our aesthetics department, they participate in the makeup because that's a part of their program and their course as well. So we just kind of just give them the opportunity to just be hands-on. And I feel like you can't get better, or you can't get that experience unless you're hands-on.
And aesthetics, just for all the gentlemen listening, is skincare.
Right. And we do great.
Because they're looking around the room like, aesthetic? What's that? Aesthetic.
Right. We do great.
It's not golf.
We do great work when it comes to skincare. They do microdermabrasion. Mm-hmm. They do chemical peels.
And it's big business.
Yeah, it is.
I'll tell you, I have a lot of girlfriends that are in that line of work, yeah. And they make a very good living.
Right.
So, mm-hmm. You know, just for the listeners out there that might be interested in, mm-hmm. in getting more information about the school, how long is the training involved, say, for the master program?
Usually, if you go full-time, you're looking at anywhere from 9 to 12 months for the particular program, possibly anywhere from 15 to 20 months part-time.
That's part-time. Mm-hmm. So how many hours a week do you require for something like that?
Usually 32 hours full-time and 20 hours part-time.
That's not bad. Look, that's debt. Well, from the world I come from working 32 hours is still part time work.
Yeah.
It's definitely not considered full time.
Yeah.
So now what kind of in the future, where do you see the school in the next couple of years? Where are you trying to take the school?
Well, I want to advance it. Well, not only just expand is basically mm-hmm. what I want to do. I want to take it to different states. I want to be able to I have a passion for the beauty industry. I've been in this, like I said, for 29 years, and it's not just the money for me. Mm-hmm. It's just being able to give back and being able to pass on my knowledge to someone to help them move on to the industry. And I tell my students, if you're not serious about this, this is not the school for you.
Right, because this is a business.
It's not doing hair for fun. Right, and we try to train you just that way. I see so many stylists, and we bring in so many different things, because you have so many stylists that make the money and they don't know how to keep it, and that's the sad part about
that's
it. So we do
in.
Bring in financial advisors.
Absolutely.
We bring in bankers. We just even as far as life insurance or health insurance or
right.
medical insurance, our hands, we need to be insured.
Right. Marketing experts.
Absolutely.
A marketing expert. Yes, ma'am.
I tell people all the time, my granddaddy used to always say, it's not how much you make, is how much you keep.
There you go.
I just want to remind everybody out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist, and my co-host Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising expert. We were speaking with Pamela Hogan and Sharon Spicer Evans of the Georgia Institute of Cosmetology and Aesthetics out here in Lilburn, Georgia. Ms. Pamela, let everybody know how they can reach you and the best way to find out more about your school.
Well, we're located at 495 Indian Trail,
okay.
Lilburn, Georgia, 30047. Our number is 866-583-7331. And I'll say it again.
Yes, it's the 800 number. Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
866-583-7331.
And what's your website?
Oh, my website is GICE.
Okay.
.edu.org.
Okay, well, thank you, ladies, again for coming on. And our next guest up to bat is Andy Morgan of the Morgan Law Group. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
I'm fine. Good morning. How are you?
I know you just got so excited listening to all that hair and makeup talk.
Well, actually, I was quite interested. It sounded very interesting. I think that the ladies, the program sounded very good. It I can hear the passion in what they've talked about. And what I actually enjoyed hearing was the fact they focused on the youth and making sure they're educated, not just in terms of the hair products, but in terms of what to do once they're out there in business and how to handle themselves. And I
Absolutely.
Think that's commendable. So
thank you.
I'm glad I was here to hear that today. Thank
and
you.
Since you're an attorney, what do you specialize in helping us out?
Well, I specialize in business law.
Of course you do. That's why I got you here, baby.
I focus on business transactional work. And basically, I try to help business owners, entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. Navigate the legal system. So I deal with anyone starting out their business, from getting established, from investing, to selling it in the end, and anything in between.
So how did you get started in the law?
Well, I'm going to date myself here. I got my practicing license back in 1996. So I've been practicing for a little while. I've been practicing for a little while. I initially started out working for a law firm in the mergers and acquisitions department, which got me very interested in business law because I got to see different aspects of businesses in terms of how they operate and how what they do is affected a lot by their structuring and the documentation they put in place. And the devil is always in the details whenever you're in the business industry. You have to make sure that you understand exactly what you're getting into when you sign a piece of paper.
And know what your rights are.
You know what your rights are and know what your obligations are, and basically understand what to expect going forward just from a legal perspective. And you know, because those details can really have a significant effect on your business outcome if you don't know what to expect.
And how people interpret those details.
That is true as well. That is true as well.
Because isn't the law a lot about interpretation sometimes?
A lot of it's about interpretation. And quite often, two people might sit down and believe they have the same understanding of what the terms of an arrangement is. And because there might be some ambiguity in the language, you could have two different interpretations of the same document.
That sounds like marriage.
I'm not going to go there.
I'm just saying, that sounds a lot like marriage. I've been tricked at least once.
Well, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, and we have Angel Nowlin, your business insurance specialist, and we have with us Andy Morgan from the Morgan Law Group, principal attorney. So, Andy, as far as the services on the business side, can you elaborate a little bit for us on that?
Sure. Basically, what I try to do is I try to be a resource for the business owner. I try to basically be a partner for them to the extent that they are either getting started, help them through the startup process, dealing with the business structure, documentation, partnership arrangements, if there's more than one of them, to discuss all the potential issues that might come up once they get started, and also down the road when things don't go the way they want to. And especially when you're talking about partners and you mention the word marriage, it mm-hmm. in essence is pretty much like a marriage. You might end up spending more time with that person than you do with your own spouse. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense that you understand what's going on. Make sure that when you first start out, you're both seeing things from the same perspective. Because if you both have different ideas in terms of how to grow the business or how to invest or how what you're going to do as far as running the business, if you don't document what the relationships are going to be, what the investment requirements are for each of the parties, then you can end up having significant issues down the road. And so that's just part of what I do. Also, we talked about agreements and making sure that it's clear from the outset what the expectations of the parties are and to make sure that it's documented properly. And I deal with a lot of that, whether it's negotiating documentation, drafting it up, or just making sure people understand what they're doing when they bring it to me and have them review it with them and show them what the issues are, what the risks are associated with what they're doing. So that they know going forward that they have a clear perspective of what to expect.
Sounds like a good prenup.
So what do you mean when you talk about outside counsel?
Well, when I talk about outside counsel, the large companies usually have people in their office that they can go to on staff that they can talk to when an issue comes up. You know, they can go down the hall or just pick up the phone and dial their extension and say, look, I've got this issue. How should I deal with it? What are your thoughts? So my perspective when I go in and try to help a company is I want to be that resource for them where I hopefully understand their business well enough that I could actually be an integral partner with them. So although I'm not in their office, I'm outside, meaning outside counsel, but outside legal counsel. Mm-hmm. And so they can pick up the phone and call me or fax me a document or email me a document or bring me in on a situation and ask for my advice and expect that I'll give it to them in a way that understands and that's relevant to their business. And that partners with them in a way that makes sense.
Now, I know that you're very, very involved in the community. I think we met once upon a time at an event within the community. You're also a member of the local organizations?
Yes. I've begun to focus primarily in the Gwinnett County area, which is where my business is. And I've developed relationships here. And part of what I do is, in addition to trying to develop a business footprint here, is that I am very much involved in the community and want to give back. I'm a member of the local Rotary Club here. I'm also a member of the board of Habitat for Humanities here in Gwinnett County, and also do some pro bono work with the pro bono attorneys association here in Gwinnett. So I try to get involved as much as I can. I'm also a member of the Gwinnett Chamber mm-hmm. and involved there as well.
Okay, great.
Well, let me ask you, because I tell people all the time from an insurance perspective, there's a difference between being in business and having a business. So a lot of people can have a business without necessarily being business people, and they don't realize everything that comes with it. How do you keep people from freaking out when you start breaking down their contracts and what they need in place? Because I know, even from an insurance perspective, people don't think about all those things. So how do you break that down to keep them comfortable where they think, okay, I can still do this, but these are kind of the holes or the things I didn't do? How do you kind of balance that and you can keep them on track?
Well, I approach it from the standpoint that knowledge is power for everyone that we deal with. And so they're better off knowing what the situation is than going in there blindly and ignorant of what's going to affect them. And to me, that's just a starting point for them. And once they recognize that, okay, this is what it is, this is where we're starting from, and we talk about ways to address it, I think that helps to alleviate a lot of the anxieties that people might feel about doing business. And it's also helpful to know that they have a resource there that will help them on the way forward. And because once you take away a lot of that uncertainty and you know exactly what to expect and where you're heading, then I think it makes a big difference when you're dealing with your business.
I just want to remind everyone out there again, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist, and my co-host is Tess Turan, your marketing and advertising expert, and we're speaking to Andy Morgan with the Morgan Law Group. Now, I noticed you said you do a lot of contract law because the devil is in the details. Lord knows they are. So, from a contract law perspective, I've had these conversations with people, they're like, when they buy a car even, getting insurance on it, everybody signs, nobody reads. When you focus on contract law for your clients, do you literally say, look, I need to read every contract you get? Are there certain things you let slide? How do you handle all the contracts that a business owner can get?
Well, it depends on the level of importance of the contract itself and what the dollar value is and risks associated with the contract. I would say that the contracts that are of most importance to your business, those are the ones that you necessarily have to have reviewed. It could be the contract with your suppliers. It could be contracts with your consultants. Anything that has a high dollar value, it's important to have someone review it. There are also contracts that have a high risk value. And there might not be a lot of dollars associated with it, but maybe because of the way you conduct your business, there might be risks associated with doing business in a particular way. And as a result of that, you might want to review it to make sure that you have necessary insurance, the necessary indemnifications and risk-sharing agreements in place to address those risks in the event that those things occur. And that's what I would advise people. So if it's a small dollar item contract, then you don't necessarily have to have it reviewed unless there's something of concern that comes up to you. But definitely have your material contracts. That's what I refer to them as, material contracts, things that are important to your business that will make your business live or die or crash.
I was going to say, talk to us like we're four, because I got lost about 30 seconds. I was like, material contract? What is that?
I like that.
Is that like pens and paper? Are we talking material? No, and the reason I say that, because with business people, even myself, someone's been in business, does the insurance, have been doing it for years, that contract, people do not realize, I think, how important it is, how it can make or break them, how it can change the course of their life forever. Even a small, with an employee handbook, for instance, you can actually get insurance to cover you based on your employees and what they do or don't do. A lot of small businesses don't even have something as small as an employee handbook. Employee handbooks?
That is true. I can prepare an employee handbook and also review an existing handbook for potential risks associated with the way it's structured and the way they're doing business. So I can do that.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah, because the reason I asked, I know there's a lot of, I've had clients that got sued because you fire somebody because they were late or whatever, but yet you may have set a precedent. There's all these other people that's late, and now there's all this back and forth and all this going on, and everybody thinks they're right, and unfortunately sometimes everybody is, but the person that has to pay is the business owner.
That is true, and employee handbooks can be catch-22s as well, because sometimes you can have a handbook, and if you're not actually employing what you say in the handbook, then it can also come back to bite you and not be very useful. But when we talk about contracts, usually the only times they get tested is when there's a problem, something gets screwed up. And so you don't want to wait until that point to realize what your rights are and what your risks are. It's important to look at it ahead of time so that when that issue does come up, you've already been well-versed and know what to do when it occurs.
So, Andy, for the business owners that are thinking about buying, selling, there's a lot of that going on these days. People are always trying to acquire. People are always selling. Any expert advice to those people out there that might be thinking about hiring a company like yours?
Sure. Anyone that's looking to buy or sell a business, it's important that you do the necessary due diligence ahead of time. And we still talk about due diligence. It's understanding the business itself, understanding what you're acquiring, understanding the assets, understanding any liens or any associated obligations with that business that you might be picking up when you get it. And that's a lot of the footwork you have to do ahead of time. And so whenever you're engaging an attorney to do that, you need to get them started early on in the process so that they understand exactly what you're doing. They can do the necessary research and background to make sure that when you're going into this deal, you know what you're buying, and at that point you can make sure that the value that you're expecting is actually what's going to be produced. And then throughout the process, that attorney should basically be your second, sort of like a co-chair with you, as far as structuring the deal to make sure that the asset is transferred in the right way, along with your tax counsel, just to make sure that it's structured in a way that's beneficial to you from a tax perspective. So there are a few partners there that's going to be involved with you in a transaction. It's important to have them in early so that they can make sure that it's structured right in a beneficial way for you.
Well, somebody very smart told me one day to have a great attorney and to have a great tax person, mm-hmm. and a great marketing person too.
An insurance person.
And an insurance person, of absolutely, course.
Absolutely. And you have to have a good cosmetologist. Absolutely. Right?
And you got to look good while you're doing it.
No doubt. You got to look great while you're doing it.
I need both of them to be coming to teach a class there. We encourage entrepreneurship. So,
wonderful.
As a matter of fact, I was going to ask you, Andy, in layman's terms, as my grandmother used to say, everything glitters not gold. So just everybody think their business is worth $1 million. It's not. Just like everybody thinks their 92 Honda, when they wreck it, they're going to get $5,000 for it.
Right.
They're not. Because I can't replace it. Well, you're not going to replace
it's
it.
It's an antique.
It sure is. Absolutely. And the reason I ask you that is because when you say you get in time, like you want to get involved as early as possible. Now, earlier I heard you say that you want to be one-stop shopping. If I have a question, I can call you. Do you offer a retainer service where there's a monthly fee? How does that work? Because I had an attorney once that was charging me to talk to him on the phone, and I did not know it.
Andy does that too.
It's okay if you do it.
Are we
going to
get
me
a bill, Andy, at the end of this interview?
We can discuss the fees later.
Right. And then he was rounding up. And I'm like, that took my whole hour.
Does that mean I have to turn the clock off now? I mean,
exactly.
I when I sat down.
Look, I have no problem paying to get rid of a problem. I just need to know that I'm paying. That's all.
Hello.
So,
Fees,
explain that to me.
Fees are discussed up front. And mm-hmm. I think that's only fair. If someone's going to charge you by the minute and for every second that they're on the phone with you, then that should be disclosed up front. I don't approach my business that way. Basically, I try to make my clients comfortable with me and comfortable talking to me. And so I usually structure my fees based on a transactional situation. Obviously, I can't spend 2 or 3 hours with you on the phone without expecting to be compensated. But if it's just a small issue that comes up and you want to run it by me and see if we need to look at it further, I'm more than willing to do that without charging you for the few minutes it might take to do that. I do have clients that I have on retainer, and they're expecting a certain number of my hours. And so that's a different arrangement. And so I would do a retainer to commit to them. Just as I said, being outside counsel, the expectation is that you're going to be available. And so I have some clients that I do that for.
Mm-hmm.
So my arrangements are structured based on the needs of the clients that I deal with.
Yeah, and the reason I ask that, because someone from a business perspective, you know, they have all these LegalZoom and all these places you can pay $50 a month and get this done. And I've had business owners, when I do their insurance, they're like, I actually asked them a question. So, well, LegalZoom does that. No, they don't. They typed it up for you, which you technically could have maybe printed off online. But now they don't even know where to go from there. So that's obviously where you would come in.
Yes, and I don't necessarily say anything good or bad about those different products, whether it's LegalZoom or Legal Shield or any of those other products. I mean, people, there's a market for everything depending on what you're
absolutely
looking for. My view, though, is if you're looking for direct contact in a relationship, and I think you should have one with your attorney, then that is what I offer. If you want to go on the website and do something for yourself and you're comfortable doing that, then more power to you. But the difference in my service is just that, the service. The person you deal with, develop a relationship, develop an understanding of your business, and hopefully, as I said, be a partner for you that you can feel like they're a reliable resource. And that's what I want to be for my clients.
Okay, well, let me remind everybody once again, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I am Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist. And my co-host is Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising expert. We are speaking to Andy Morgan with the Morgan Law Group, who has given us some great insight, to say the least. Andy, tell everybody out there how they can reach you or the best way to get in touch with you if they want to use your services.
Sure. I'm located in Gwinnett County in Lawrenceville. My address is 1755 North Brown Road, Suite 200 in Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30043. And you can always feel free to call me. My phone number is 678-597-8755. Or you can look me up on the web. Our address is themorganlawgroup.com. It's all spelled out. It's a little long, but it's T-H-E, morganlawgroup.com.
Morgan with an A?
M-O-R-G-A-N, yes.
Okay. Well, again, thank you for coming on, Andy Morgan with the Morgan Law Group. And our last but not least guest is Larry Foster with Rivet 360 Digital. Good morning, Larry.
Hey, good morning. How's everybody?
Everybody's great. You are not recording this on your laptop, are you?
Oh, yes, I am.
Did you get my permission? Let me talk to my attorney. I don't think I gave about my permission for that. So, Larry, tell everybody about Rivet 360 Digital.
Rivet 360 Digital is actually a marketing, communications, and strategic branding operation. We are a unique hybrid of an advertising agency and digital print production company. We cater to businesses of all sizes. Our main focus is multi-channel marketing communications and cross-channel management. Our programs are all scalable. We like to call our programs solutions because we're hopeful that we're able to provide that to corporate entities.
Okay. So tell me what kind of solutions you could provide a brand new business that just opened.
Preferably, as you know, all marketing should start with data, and that data should be fresh, clean data. Gone are the days where saturation is the key, where you just throw stuff out there and hope it sticks.
Right.
What data does is allow you to be able to target those folks that are most valuable to your business. And from there, you're able to segment it by messages of relevancy, you know, target at a targeted audience.
Okay, say that again like I'm 4 years old.
You got to break it down
you're
for
right,
Angel.
Break it down for me. You're going to target and relevance.
So basically, what you want to do is identify those folks that are most valuable to your business.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that for a hair salon or hair school, there's a profile that she does recruiting by, I'm sure. They have to meet certain standards. So instead of again, throwing a marketing a strategy out there that says, hey, look, I'm going to throw tons of pieces of direct mail or tons of emails out to a saturated audience.
Like a ValPak, yeah, or a money mailer. Those days are over.
Yeah, and hope that it sticks. She's able to narrow her scope and zoom in on those people that are important to her business, which in turn increases her ROI.
Wow, I like that. I'm going to have to talk to you.
I know, look, Pamela's over there taking all kind of notes. She's like, I got me an attorney, and I got some marketing and an insurance person.
Right?
One-stop shopping at the business leaders of today.
That's right.
So, Larry, do this for our audience. Sure. If you could paint a picture of a perfect type of company that would benefit from your solutions, mm-hmm, who would they be?
Well, I'd like to say that all companies can benefit from our services, particularly mid to larger size businesses. However, again, our programs are scalable and customizable, so therefore businesses of all size can benefit from it. We do a lot of business within the financial industry, the automotive industry, retail, and industrial.
Yeah, the reason it's funny when you said scalable, marketable. I want everybody in Atlanta that's rich, with perfect credit, and never had a claim and never had a ticket. They
good
do
luck
not
on
exist,
that.
Right? Exactly.
That's right.
So what kind of data can you get? Can you get everything from somebody with a clean driving record to someone that may want to go to cosmetology school?
Absolutely. It depends on the nature of the business.
Okay.
We're able to, again, identify those folks that are valuable to your business.
So if I needed a roof, you could identify, if I'm a roofer, for instance, you could identify all the people that roof may be 15 years old. And
certainly.
It may be time.
Certainly. And we can even narrow it down and zoom in lower than that. We can focus on those folks within a radius of that person's business.
Okay.
Or we can narrow it down by zip code as well.
I remember once upon a time, me and Larry teamed up on a project together, and there was a client that was a baby boutique here in Atlanta, had several locations, and we were able to identify expecting mothers in their second trimester.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Get out of my front yard. So, I'm not comfortable with that at all. That's why I don't do all that.
Well,
Facebook,
if you think about it at a marketing standpoint, you know, you don't buy baby furniture, you know, after the baby's born. You buy baby furniture, you know, while in you know, while being pregnant. Right. And that's exactly what we did. And the client got tremendous results from that. Yeah. Wow. Another client.
That's scary.
What
but
I want to do.
That's great.
It is great
that's
from the business wonderful. Perspective.
Yeah.
So you telling me you can find out who wants to get pregnant and send them something too? That's too much.
We're not quite there yet. We're not quite there yet.
I was going to say, that's a little too close for comfort for my personal taste.
But we could certainly identify those females within an age group category that may be more potentially viable for pregnancy.
Well, I'm not in that age group. I dodge that bullet so regularly.
Our main thing, what we want to help customers do or prospects do is to, number one, maintain their existing customer base. Number two, acquire new customers by growing that customer base. And then number three, increase their ROI. The key to cross-channel marketing is to stay consistent in your message across each channel. Mm-hmm. And then you're able to talk to the customer, have the customer engaged. Gone are the days, again, of push marketing. I like to compare push marketing to pull marketing. Mm-hmm. With push marketing, you're just throwing everything out there.
Right.
Buy this, and hoping that they will. And pull marketing, you start a conversation with the customer. You get them engaged. As you know, the way to build relationships is through communication.
Absolutely.
The way to build trust is through relationships. So that is our goal, is to get our customers engaged with their prospects, therefore providing trust, and then they're able to make their offer.
I just want to remind everybody out there, you're listening to Business Leaders of Today. I'm Angel Nowlin with the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist, and my co-host is Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising expert, and we are speaking with Larry Foster with Rivet 360 Digital. So tell me, Larry, from someone like, for instance, insurance, everybody has to have it because it's the law.
Sure.
99% of people don't understand it. Mm-hmm. So you said you do a lot of financials. I do asset protection, all that.
Sure.
How would you break that down, let's say for someone like an insurance company? I want everybody that may have a Roth IRA or 401k they want to roll over or life insurance. What is your process to find the clients that every specific business is looking for?
Well, you know, there's a list out there for everything.
Most of them, unfortunately.
So the first thing, we would acquire a list of those folks based on the profile that you just described.
Mm-hmm.
We would narrow that scope based on perhaps income range, the criteria that you mentioned,
age,
all of the above.
Okay.
We're able to narrow the scope by using the data, the list that we acquire.
And is this an email list, a mailing list?
It can be used for multiple uses. I mean, it could be email, direct mail. Billboard, print, whatever the medium you want to use. The beauty of what we do, we make all of these channels work together. And beyond that, we're able to give you feedback based on the analytics of each program. For instance, in an email, we're able to tell you, you know, what time of day that person opened the email, how long they were on that page, what it was what page they stayed on the longest, where their interests are. So then you're able to craft the message targeted specifically for them. And so what I like to say in email marketing is the cliche of jab, 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 punch. You give them information, and then you go in for the punch. And that is when you ask for the business.
The knockout.
That is the knockout.
Now, earlier you said there's gone is the day of push marketing.
Yes.
Tell everybody out there what the difference between push marketing and pull marketing is.
Again, push marketing is just throwing your message out there, asking people to buy something. You know, go here and do this. Pull marketing, again, is where you get the customer engaged. That way they're going to give you feedback,
mm-hmm.
and then you know exactly what it is that's important to them. And you're able to craft messages around the importance that they showed interest in.
I try to tell my single girlfriends out there, pull marketing works. My daddy used to say, everybody want a little sizzle with their steak, not just steak, right?
That's right.
But you got to show them the sizzle. Otherwise, they don't want it.
Yeah. So the foundation of what we do is aligning ourselves with key business objectives for corporate entities. And those objectives include marketing, procurement, finance, human resources, and operations. In the marketing department, we're able to help with lead generation, customer loyalty, and ROI management. And procurement, we're able to help with aggregated spending, strategic sourcing, and supplier diversity. And finance, of course, improve financial performance, reduce risk, and regulatory compliance. And then in human resources, employee development, employee retention, and recruiting. And last but not least is operations. Improve cycle times, higher process quality, and lower capital requirements.
Absolutely. Because, you know, I tell people all the time, do not spend dollar time doing dime work. Every moment you are doing something that is not productive, you are losing money if you are not making money.
That's right.
So absolutely. It sounds like you come up with the solutions for that.
That's right.
We need
and
to talk.
And then as you talk about insurance, one of the solutions that we have is called local marketing. Mm-hmm. It is a sales-filled enablement solution whereby it enables your collateral to make it to market quicker.
Collateral is your advertising pieces.
Yes, your marketing and advertising collateral. Because the sales reps in the field, through our technology, are able to make purchases or acquire the collateral online. Therefore, it gets to market faster versus having to go through all the fragmented processes within an organization.
And it keeps that brand consistency.
It ensures brand consistency across all advertising and marketing channels.
Very important for a corporate marketer.
Absolutely. So it sounds like one of your processes is that for a client, let's say I'm going to be a customer of yours, you will help me find customers not only that need me, but that want my services. And is it possible to find them when they're ready to buy it, like with the baby boutique earlier you were talking about?
Absolutely. And this is based on information that we acquire. Perhaps they've been online the week before looking at different sites.
As predictive modeling.
Insurance.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if anybody caught Channel 2 a couple of weeks back. They had it was very interesting. They had a segment on there about the Atlanta Police Department now is implementing analytics into actually catching criminals throughout the city of Atlanta.
I'm shutting down my laptop.
Did you hear about that?
Yes, I sure did.
Well, that is exactly what me and Larry do, but we do it to help businesses market. Same concept, different application.
Yeah. I'm about to shut down my laptop. The police are looking. That is crazy.
They actually can go into areas and know where the crime is going to be committed prior to
it
being committed.
It's committed. Yeah.
Yeah. Based on their data. Yeah. Now tell
Not
me
based
that.
Based on the last ridiculous tickets I've received.
And one last thing I want to say is that with the whole electronic marketing situation that's going on now, everybody's going to digital marketing. There's a certain element of humanity that has been taken out of it, and people are oftentimes reluctant to do business because of that, because as you know, in years past, that business was done in face-to-face and a handshake. And in order to get some of that humanity back, you do it with video and pictures, and you tell a story. And you tell the story from the ending to the beginning because people want to know right away what was the end result. You have to give something to make them want to act right away. So you tell, the story from the ending to the beginning.
Not to mention people's attention spans are about yay big these days. Nobody wants to read anything. They want just instant gratification, and video allows you to do that, and you're able to get the message across.
I noticed that when I'm shopping online, and I'm going to be honest, I am a handshaker, kiss baby politician is what I prefer, but unfortunately that's not necessarily always the way I get to do business. But I notice when I'm online shopping in one store, no matter where else I go, the ads I was looking at, the skirt I was watching, it follows me everywhere I go. Don't you still want to buy this?
It's capturing your behavior.
It's on sale. Yeah. No, it's following me. I'm not comfortable with that. But let me tell you, it works because 9 times out of 10, I end up buying one of those things because I'm looking at it all day on my computer because it's like, you know you want it. Mm-hmm. Buy it. It literally, no matter what other site I go to, their stuff shows up on the other people's site. Yep. So that is basically how you find out what these people are looking for.
That's right.
One method.
And so what we do is try and help companies advance their brand full circle. And we've done that by investing in technology, services and supply chain. And we have a network of providers throughout the country, so we're not limited to one geography.
Nationwide.
That's right.
Okay, well, let me, first of all, again, I want to thank Larry Foster with Rivet 360 Digital for coming out. And Larry, for all the business owners out there and the ones here in the studio that want to retain your services, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
It is, you can go to the website at www.rivet360.com, or you can call 404-844-7395 or 885-GO-RIVET.com.
Perfect. Okay. And let me also thank our other guests today, Pamela Hogan and Sharon Spicer Evans of the Georgia Institute of Cosmetology and Aesthetics. Thank you, ladies,
you
again
go,
for
girl.
Coming out.
Thank you, Angel, so much. We appreciate inviting us out.
And let me also thank Andy Morgan of the Morgan Law Group.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being here.
And another shout out to Uncle Mario's for this good pizza that we had this afternoon. And if you missed any part of our show or you would like to be a guest on one of our upcoming shows, please feel free to go to businessleaders.businessradiox.com. I am Angel Nowlin, the Nowlin Group, your business insurance specialist. And don't forget, I'm going to be your best friend on your worst day.
And I'm Tess Turin, your marketing and advertising consultant, where our business is growing your business. Thank you all for tuning in and have a great weekend.